Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley on this Thursday afternoon, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. My first guest this evening has been a guest on the show before. He is Joe Gunther, who is a former Ingham County Road Commissioner, and former chair of the County Economic Development Corporation. Good evening, Joe. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. I'm doing good.
Very good. Very good. The reason we wanted to talk, we'll get to in just a moment. First, why don't you give me and the listeners a little background on when you joined the Road Commission and your time on the chair of the County Economic Development Corporation?
Well, I joined the Road Commission 6 years ago. I was asked by a couple of county commissioners to apply for the position. Even though I was on the EDC as a member there and was chairing that board, and I was on there for 11 years, chaired it for 9 on the Economic Development Corporation, overseeing our industrial parks and the growth there, trying to bring jobs to mid-Michigan.
Very good. And in the terms on the Road Commission, they are 6-year terms. Is that correct?
Yes, they are.
Okay. So your term was just up the end of 2010?
Yes.
And you were applying, the Road Commission, for those who don't know, is an appointed position, and you're appointed by the Board of Commissioners. Do I have that correct?
Yes, you do.
Okay. So you had applied to be reappointed for another 6-year term with the Road Commission. You had applied to the Board of Commissioners for that seat that would be open.
Correct.
And if I understand correctly, there were two open seats, you and Tom Mitchell, who had finished serving 2 years of a term.
Right. Okay. His term was shortened, was a shorter term because they had expanded the board from 3 commissioners to 5 just 2 years ago.
Okay, so he was just filling in that until the end of what that term would be.
Right. They want to stagger those terms so they have new people coming in at different times.
But while still having some experienced folks on the Road Commission at the same time.
Correct.
And did Mr. Mitchell also reapplied to be reappointed?
Yes, he did.
Okay, very good. Now, from here is where the story takes some interesting turns. You applied for the reappointment to the Road Commission, and that process involves an interview. Is there more than one interview involved with that reappointment process?
No, there isn't. It's just a one-time interview.
And who makes up the group that is part of that interview process? Is it a body of people or is it a variety of folks?
No, it's the county commissioners, and in this case, it was all of the Democratic commissioners, and I believe a couple of the Republican commissioners were sitting in on it. They didn't ask any questions, but it was majority of it was the Democratic commissioners.
Okay, so you're in the interview process there. My understanding, and I'm quite happy to stand corrected if I'm getting any of this wrong. So jump in. My understanding is there were 5 people who had applied and were being interviewed that evening for these 2 open positions.
Correct.
Okay, and you are then in front of this group of county commissioners as you've described, and you're being asked questions by these. And the reason we're speaking today kind of stems from one question that was asked over an issue, and then things have gone from there. Is that correct? You were asked a question about an issue at between a couple of workers who work for the Road Commission?
Correct. That incident happened on a job site, and I was asked if I knew anything about it, and I said no, I hadn't heard anything about it.
Okay, and then from there, were you asked why you didn't know about the incident?
Correct, and that stuff, those particular things are handled internally by staff. We don't micromanage the Road Commission. We're there to set policy, practices, and procedures. Not every incident comes to light to the Road Commissioners, especially when they're resolved. as this one was.
And I just need to take one step backwards because I neglected to say when this interview and these incidents took place. The incident that we're discussing, as well as the interview, both occurred in January of this year.
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure I had that. Now, from the question, an issue was raised that has since become controversial with allegations of racial discrimination coming up from it. And that's what you've observed, and that's what's been happening lately, correct?
Yes. I was made aware of it that something aired on the news about this, and I hadn't seen the news piece. And when I did, it was a little upsetting that, you know, it's being reflected that the Road Commission is that kind of place, and it certainly is not.
And when you and I talked about this before coming on the air today, I think it's important. The piece that ran on the news, basically it was titled that two road commissioners were kicked off the board and allegations of racial discrimination. It made it sound like that was at the heart of why you were not reappointed. Is that the feeling you got from it?
Yes.
And there were quotes made in that story. I have seen the story, and I have the printed text in front of me as well. Commissioner Andy Shore was quoted and was on tape in that story saying that, and this is a quote from Andy in the story, Commissioner Joe Gunther and Commissioner Tom Mitchell were not reappointed. Some commissioners wanted to send a message that there's going to be some change over there, and this isn't acceptable. And he was further quoted in the story on tape saying, I think a majority of us believe there is something going on. What it is and to what extent, we don't know yet, but there's something going on. And the inference, of course, that you're objecting to is that it makes it sound like you were somehow involved or knew it was knew something had happened and didn't do anything about it. Am I on the right track with that?
Yeah, you are. And that's the way I feel. I didn't have anything to do with the incident. And it's making it sound as though we did.
I think it's important to back up to something that you mentioned a few moments ago. The incident was between two co-workers at the Road Commission on a job site. And again, step in if I'm misstating any of this, Joe. On a job site, it was reported and it was handled internally appropriately. As reported by the labor attorney, for one, that it was handled appropriately internally, and the parties involved with it were done with it at the time. Did I misstate any of that?
Not one bit. They are done with it and want to put it to rest. But there's others that want to keep it going and keep that fire burning, and that's not what either of them want, and they wanted it done with.
My understanding also was that there was a report of this to the Civil Rights Commission, as is part of policy and procedure, and they had dismissed the case. Am I accurate there?
No, you're not. This one was not reported.
Okay.
It didn't need to be. There's
okay.
been allegations at the Road Commission of these types of things. People file a complaint with the Civil Rights Commission, and then we get a response back from them. To date, any and all allegations since I've been on this board that were submitted to the Civil Rights Commission have all been dismissed.
Okay, so, and I thank you very much for that correction. There's a lot of pieces to this story. So this one never even got to that point. The parties involved believed it to be settled and were happy with the way it was settled, so there was no need for it to go further.
Correct.
So you said a few minutes ago when we were in the middle of this conversation that there are some people that didn't want it to lay to rest. Do you have any inkling as to why or any feeling as to why, if the parties involved were happy with it, you weren't made aware of it? And by policy, if it's handled within, as you said, you don't micromanage the Road Commission employees, that's handled procedurally and properly. So you wouldn't naturally hear about this unless somehow something went wrong with that process.
Correct. Somehow somebody wanted to go farther from within the organization and went right around everybody and went right to a commissioner and let them know about it. So during the interview process, it gets brought up to me.
Do you have... Oh, go ahead.
Of course, I know nothing about it.
And do you have any idea, or as I started to say, any inkling as to why this is being made a bigger story than it is? And I mean, they're inferring that you're involved with racial discrimination. I know that's not going to sit well with you. It wouldn't sit well with me or anybody else.
Well, it doesn't sit well with me, and I don't think it sits well with those hardworking men and women of the Road Commission as a whole. They go out and do their jobs every day to the best of their ability with the equipment that we give them. And from what we're hearing, they're doing a really good job. And this should not be a reflection on them either, that they work in an organization that is named like this. That's an injustice to them. They work too hard to have to put up with this kind of thing. And that should get out there.
Well,
these are good people.
Yeah.
There's a small group that's disgruntled, and I believe that they're the ones that are singing the loudest and want to be heard. And once the majority of the Road Commission comes around and I believe can say their piece, hopefully this will all be settled.
Very good. Joe, can you stay with us for a minute? We have to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and we'll get into some other parts of this story. Can you stay with us?
Sure.
Very good. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this with Joe Gunther, a former Ingham County Road Commissioner. We'll be right back.
Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Still joining us on the phone is Joe Gunther, who's a former Ingham County Road Commissioner and former chair of the County Economic Development Corporation. Thanks for hanging with us, Joe. There's just more to this story that I wanted to get to. When we left last, you were telling me about for some reason there seems to be a group or some people who want to make a bigger story out of this than it is. And you talked about a disgruntled, perhaps, that may be my term, a group of folks from the Road Commission employees who came and complained, and I'm wondering where you think some of this is coming from.
I really don't know, Cheryl. I think that they're not happy with where things are with them at the Road Commission. That's fine. Maybe that is that they want to run the Road Commission. We have people that do that. There's steps in place if they have complaints, to file complaints and to have them heard, and that's what should be done.
I did watch the meeting on tape. Thankfully, they are recorded and you can watch them live. And one of the questions I had is that this group came apparently before the Democratic caucus and made some complaints, and there was some mention that evening that it would be taken up at county services, which would perhaps be the next step. I'm just wondering, does that follow policy that somebody who comes before a group that same day would be given, how do I say that, would be have those complaints taken at then? I would have thought that would have been said that this is not the time or place. Let's look at policy and procedure and move forward from here.
I'm not sure how that policy and procedure is done at the commissioner level.
Okay.
Okay, as far as what they do. I've also read that it was indicated that they take this up at county services.
Yes.
And if they do, fine. That will give the opposing party, those that are extremely happy, the silent group, a chance to speak up, too, about how they feel the Road Commission deals with things for them.
And speaking of the silent group, my understanding is also that there was a group that actually put together a petition and had 40-some people sign it, saying that this small group doesn't speak for us.
Right. And it was my understanding, too, that they had delivered that at a Tuesday night Board of Commissioners meeting, and it was presented to them there and turned in, that they were no longer going to be the quiet employees of the Road Commission. They've seen this other group speak up all the time and complain. So now they're going to have a rebuttal for every one of those things, I believe.
One of the questions that came to me as I was hearing parts of the story, Joe, is if the incident that was taken care of, and apparently the parties involved were happy with the outcome of that within the system at the Road Commission with the employees and supervisors, and that was taken care of properly, why was the whole Road Commission board, the five-member board, not held accountable for the incident instead of it seems that you and Tom were kind of targeted in this? That part of the puzzle is missing for me. If it was something that you weren't made aware of as a Road Commission board, why were you targeted and not the five-member board targeted?
I still don't have an answer for that. I don't know. Maybe because we were up for reappointment, and I guess Andy Shore said it, change needed to be made. I don't know if that change is going to be effective with just the two commissioners, or didn't need to be looked at further.
Does this feel political to you?
Yes, I believe it's politically driven. I think people are looking to get to higher places, and when they can jump on the side of an issue, that's what they're going to do. But what they should do is look to have it validated first.
Well,
and have facts, not fiction.
And I think that's a part of the piece that I feel that I'm missing, and perhaps our listeners are missing that too. What allegations are there specifically? I mean, it's just Andy Shore's remarks were out there and ran on the air and so forth, but we don't really have a lot of concrete to there's no concrete allegations to back it up towards you and Tom.
No, there isn't. Nor is there towards the Road Commission itself and the staff and management of the Road Commission. These are unsubstantiated, unvalidated accusations that I believe were taken to heart during this Democratic caucus by not all of the commissioners, but a few of them.
And then it's just, does it feel to you just kind of like it's a mountain is being made out of something that had already been settled? And please, I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm talking as I'm trying to work my way through this.
I believe it's a mountain being made out of an anthill. Yes. From time to time, things do happen in the workplace. Things are said that shouldn't be said. If you have the proper procedures in place, as we have at the Road Commission, those things are handled. Each year during our safety training day, we have people come in from our insurance company that teach sensitivity training, not only because we have a diverse workforce. This is for working, opposite sex working together, sure. A lot of different races working together. All of these things are looked at and discussed during our safety day, and this happens annually.
Okay. You know, this is not going to be the end of this story, Joe. I appreciate. I do want folks to know I had County Commissioner Steve Dugan scheduled to come on with me. He was then told by the County Commissioner's attorney, Peter Cole, not to speak with me. So I'm going to be following this up and try to put all the pieces together. So, Joe, I appreciate you so much coming on and talking with me about this. We'll follow up.
Okay. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you, Joe. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.